It is not many weeks that I get to preach twice in just a couple of days. In fact, it usually is only for the high holidays that I get to do that. So I don't know if this night of after Thanksgiving counts as Yom Tov Sheni, a second day of the holiday. I gave one sermon when we were gathered with our friends at Abiding Presence in their church now. So maybe just a brief word of Torah to share with you all tonight. Let's put our first slide up on the screen. Do you know what this is? Yes? What does it look like it is? Ah. This, my friends, is art. This is art. This is a 2019 piece of art by Maurizio Catalan, The name of this piece of art is called Comedian. And it is, in fact, a banana duct taped to a piece of wall. It's been around, as I said, since 2019, but not to worry. When it is displayed, the banana actually is refreshed and changed out. So not to worry, it's not the same banana. In fact, it is replaced each morning when it is exhibited. This current one, which was just exhibited this past week in New York City, the banana was bought that morning for 35 cents. It's concept art. How many of you are fans of art or concept art? Yeah, I know. It's not so much for me. I'm more of a Monet kind of guy. But for those who appreciate it, I'm told that this is very meaningful. The reason it's in the news is twofold. The first reason is that it was purchased last week. This piece of art, this art installation, was purchased last week by a cryptocurrency entrepreneur named Justin Sun. He's 34 years old. He runs the Tron blockchain network where users can trade cryptocurrency. I know what each one of those words mean individually. I'm not sure I'm so certain on what it is, and this is also not something for me, but something that I can appreciate, and I'm told it's meaningful for those who are. In any case, Justin Sun, this cryptocurrency entrepreneur, bought this piece of art for $6.2 million. $6.2 million for a 35-cent banana and a piece of scotch of duct tape. Now, interestingly enough, this is not the first instance of overpaying for food that we have. Our Torah portion this week has another example of it, because we have the story of Jacob and Esau, right? The two sons of Isaac and Rebekah. Esau, the burly guy, out in the fields, Jacob staying at home, making a porridge, a stew, lentil soup. In comes Esau, famished, says, "Give me some of that red stuff." And his brother says, well, his brother doesn't say, "Sure, you're hungry, here, have some." His brother says, "Sell me something first." And Esau says, "I'm on the point of death. What good is a birthright to me? I will sell you my birthright." And so he does. And Esau comes and he pays this exorbitant fee, his birthright as firstborn. And then he gulps down the soup and he gets up and leaves. Right? That's our story that sets up the next chapters of what happens between Jacob and Esau, but that's our story of extravagant overpayment for food, right? As I said, Justin Sun made news this week, although interesting, the second reason, not just because he purchased this work of art for major dollars, but because he then held a press conference and he ate the banana, right? Given that it was worth only 35 cents and he paid $6.2 million, it was the most expensive fruit snack, I think, in the history of fruit. And beyond that, each attendee at the press conference was given a banana and a roll of duct tape. Again, art is not for me. Sometimes I don't get it, but some do, and that's okay. But what's not okay for me are the resources that are wasted. This banana was 35 cents, but was purchased for $6.2 million. That is enough to buy 17,714,285 bananas. Or to parcel that out, that is just about enough to give 10,000 school children an extra banana a day for an entire school year. Now, if you're like me, your mail these days is about to be filled with all kinds of solicitations to help, right? There are opportunities to feed a kid for a dollar a day, or to save a pet in need of a home, or conserve water resources by donating, or so many different requests for donations and for funds. The truth is, our world actually already has all of the resources that we need. We just aren't using them well. And according to Oxfam, in a 2023 report, the richest 1% of our world, the richest 1% of the world's population, own almost half of the world's wealth. I'll say that again. 1% of the population owns 48-point-something% of the world's wealth. The lowest 50%, the poorest 50% of our world, owns less than 1% of the wealth of the world. And 81 billionaires have more wealth than 50% of the rest of the world combined. At a time when hunger in America continues to grow, and schools have to cut music or art because of budgetary reasons, where mental health facilities suffer from lack of funds, and Social Security faces a coming shortfall and an ability to pay benefits even within our lifetimes, and programs to help the poor out of poverty are on the political chopping block. At a time when all of that is our reality, someone pays $6.2 million or 17 million bananas worth to have one banana. And how many kids could that have fed instead? We have the resources in this world that we need. We just lack the willingness to use them justly and to help everyone. This holiday in America of Thanksgiving, this time when we stuff ourselves with more than we need, and not to begrudge that, we should be able to rejoice and be thankful, but we can't do that well if we aren't also thinking of those who do not have enough to eat. And that we have that responsibility to share what we have with others. There is enough in our world if only we would use it the right way. Years ago, Rabbi Jack Wehmer recognized this and crafted a prayer for us. We'll put it up on the screen and we'll pray responsively by paragraph. We cannot merely pray to you, O God, to end war, for we know that you have made the world in a way that we must find our own path to peace within ourselves and with our neighbors. We cannot merely pray to you, O God, to root out prejudice, for you have already given us eyes with which to see the good in all people, if we would only use them rightly. We cannot merely pray to you, O God, to end disease, for you have already given us great minds with which to search out cures and healing. We would only use them constructively. Therefore, we pray to you instead, O God, for strength, determination, and willpower to do instead of just to pray, to become instead of merely to wish. On this Shabbat, when we read of our ancestor Esau spurning his birthright for the price of a bowl of soup, and a crypto engineer spending an obscene amount of money on a banana or on art, May we be grateful for the bounty of blessings that God has bestowed upon us, and may we learn how to share them and distribute them equitably to make this world not how it is now, but how it should be. Kein yihi ratzon, may this be God's will. And together we say,